faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins obtain some scanty information from Philippe about the murderous plotters against world peace, young Bucky Taylor is a helpless prisoner of the Man Without a Face.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, have you started on your exciting new Kellogg's Pep collection yet? Well, you better not put it off, because the special collections Pep has for all you fellas and girls are just too good to miss. Now, we'll take up the fellas' collection a little later on, but right now, here's the news for the girls. So get your pencil going so that you won't miss any of this. Now, you're going to want Kellogg's Pep's shiny, silver-like charm bracelet. It's a keen-looking bracelet, take my word for it. And you'll want to collect the 12 nifty charms to go with it. So here's how you get started. For the bracelet only, send one box top from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep and 10 cents, that's a dime in cash, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That gets you the terrific charm bracelet. Of course, you'll want to collect the 12 different bright, shiny charms to go with it. So just listen to this list. There's a nifty small-scale model of a trolley car, a piano, a cuckoo clock, a locomotive, a violin, and a telephone, among others. So you order just as many as you like to start off, and then, with your first package, you'll get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all the 12 charms. Boy, I bet you you'll want to keep right on ordering until your collection is complete. So for each of the charms you want, send one Pep box top and one dime, plus the names of the charms you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box top for each charm, and one dime and one Pep box top for the bracelet. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now just be sure that you print your name and address clearly, and stay with us, fellas, because I'll have that special word for you a little later on.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
In Le Havre, France, Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins, crack Scotland Yard detective, have joined forces in the search for a 13-year-old orphan boy named Bucky Taylor, son of a former Daily Planet correspondent. Both Bucky and an intelligence man named Philippe, our friends believe, are in the hands of a sinister individual known only as the Man Without a Face, a mysterious person who is supposedly directing a nefarious plot against the World Peace Organization. Caught in an ambush, Kent saved Calkins' life and persuaded a captured gunman to reveal that Philippe was in a warehouse on the docks. Secretly resuming his true identity of Superman, he streaked away to the docks. As we continue a short time later, we find Calkins at the telephone in the Le Havre police headquarters. Listen.
This is Herbert Calkins speaking. Are you there?
Yes, this is Clark Kent. Listen, Calkins.
Kent, where are you, old boy?
At the General Hospital with Philippe.
Philippe? You mean you found him?
Yes, in an old warehouse. He'd been shot.
Oh, I say, is he...
He's alive, all right, but in pretty bad shape. So you better get over here as soon as possible if you want to talk to him.
I'll be there directly, old chap, directly.
Good. You'll find me in the waiting room on the fourth floor. Hurry, Calkins. Hurry.
There you are, Kent. I got here as soon as possible.
Sit down, Calkins.
Sit down. What about Philippe?
It's touch and go with him.
Really? That bad?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they're giving him a blood transfusion now.
Poor chap. I say, was he able to tell you anything?
No, he was unconscious when I found him. The doctor says he may or may not revive and be able to answer questions.
By Jove, he must revive and talk to us, old boy.
Yes, sure.
Oh, but this is terrible. Why, it means...
It means we can't rest all our hopes on him. Now, look, what about those two rascals who tried to do us in tonight? Benoit and his helper. Were you and the police able to get any more out of them?
Not much, Kent, unfortunately.
Uh-oh, that's bad.
They say they were hired by a man they don't know to knock out Philippe and bring him to the warehouse, where they turned him over to the same fellow and received 100 francs each.
I see. Then they got orders to take care of us, eh?
Right. Incidentally, we grilled Benoit and Francois about the chap in the sketch we published, the one whose picture you saw in Philippe's trunk.
Yes? What did they say about him?
Nothing. Insisted they never saw the bloke in their lives.
Oh, then everything depends on Philippe, and unless he lives... Oh, wait a minute, Calkins. Here comes the doctor.
Ah, good.
Well, doctor? Aye, you are, Monsieur Kent. I have come to tell you the patient regained consciousness.
Oh, good. Splendid. Take us to him, old chap.
Very well. But hear me, messieurs. The patient, Philippe Dulac, is in a critical condition. It is only because you, Monsieur Kent, explain to me how important it is that I permit you to question him.
We understand, Doctor.
So you will be as brief as possible, eh?
Of course, Doctor, of course.
Bien. Come with me, then.
But Corkins. I must see Corkins.
I'm right here, Philippe, old chap.
Corkins, it is really you.
Right. Sorry to see you in this beastly mess, old boy.
Listen, we were right about the plot against the World Peace Organization.
Yes, what about it?
The details I know not, but this I know. It is of such a magnitude that if it succeeds, the World Peace Organization will be ruined. And all the world plunged again into bloody war.
We know that, Philippe, but...
One man can tell you of the plot. Him you must find, and at once.
Righto.
Who is this person, Philippe?
A young boy. The son of an American newspaper correspondent who was killed by the Nazi Gestapo.
You mean Bucky Taylor?
Oui, Bucky Taylor.
By Jove, you were right, Kent.
Where is Bucky, Philippe?
10 days ago, he sailed on the liner Nautilus for America. I have just discovered this.
But he disappeared from the boat, Philippe.
Huh? Disappeared, you say?
That's right, didn't you know?
No, I did not.
Kent here thinks, and I agree, that he was taken from the boat before it sailed. Now,
sacre bleu. It must be the man without a face who have him, then.
What about this bounder without a face?
Yes. Who is he?
Nobody know, monsieur.
Nobody?
No. It is said that even those closest to him have never seen him.
I say.
But hear me, Corkins. In my trunk, stored in the cellar at 25 Rue Frontenac, is a photograph of a man who resembled the devil himself.
Not anymore, old chap. You see, the trunk...
Never mind, Corkins. Go on, Philippe.
Trace him in the photograph. Find him. And it is my belief you will find the man without the face and the boy, Bucky Taylor.
Oh, but...
You see, I have good reason to suspect that he of the photograph and the man without a face are one and the same.
What?
But this chap has a face.
Oui. He had then when the photograph was taken, but now... Now...
He grow weaker, monsieur. You must hurry.
Find that one, Corkins. Find
we
him.
We tried to find him. We published his blooming photograph in all the French newspapers and even offered a reward for information about him.
No,
but...
No, not in France. You must inquire in...
Yes?
Inquire where, Philippe?
In Bavaria.
Bavaria?
Bavaria, Germany?
Oui. Germany.
But, Philippe, how do you...
Hold it, Corkins. Doctor, quick.
Oh, Dulac has lost consciousness. You must leave now.
When will we be able to speak to him again, Doctor?
Who knows? Perhaps soon, perhaps never. But you must leave now, please, miss.
Okay, Doctor. Come on, Corkins.
All right. But we must work quickly, Kent. And the first thing is to hop right over to police headquarters and put a wire photo through to Bavaria.
Yes.
You agree?
You go ahead and do that, Corkins. I've got another idea.
Yes, what's that?
I can't tell you now, but it should save time. So long.
But wait, old chap, where are you going?
I'll let you know. Later.
Hurrying away from Herbert Corkins, Clark Kent steps into an empty room and quickly strips down to the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, stepping to the open window...
Now for Bavaria. Up and away!
Leaping high into the night sky, the Man of Steel takes a bearing from the stars, then flashes northeastward, and like a meteor rocketing along the Milky Way, he streaks away for Bavaria, Germany. In a moment, we'll be back to meet Bucky Taylor, so stand by!
Hey, prick up your ears, fellas. Here's the exciting news about the collection Kellogg's Pep is putting out for you. And get your pencil ready, too, because this is so terrific, you're sure to want to get in on it. Now, here's Pep's new collection idea. It's a big silver-like keychain, just like the kind Dad wears, and 12 nifty lucky pieces to wear attached to the chain. Now, here are the complete details on how to get your collection going. For the keychain only, send one box top from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep and 15 cents, that's a dime and a nickel in cash, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That gets you the keychain. Then you'll probably want some of the shiny lucky pieces, too, to start off. So listen carefully. There are 12 in all. They're nifty small-scale models of binoculars, a football, a skull and crossbones, a skate trolley car, a Scotty dog, among others. And every one of them is a real humdinger. So order just as many as you can to start, and then, with your first package, you'll get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it. And you'll want to keep right on ordering until your collection is complete. And for each lucky piece you want, you send one Pep box stop and one dime plus the names of the lucky pieces you want to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for each lucky piece. And for the keychain, send 15 cents and one Pep box stop. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And be sure to print your names and your addresses clearly. Now get busy now and get started on your Pep collection.
As our story continues, the scene is an ancient castle-like chateau on a spit of land jutting out from the southern French coast. In one wing of the battlemented stone building, within an ancient watchtower, is a tall circular room, a bare room of stone wall and floor, like a narrow cylinder, in which a man standing in the center with hands outstretched could touch the walls enclosing him. A boy stands in that room now, alone, a fair-haired boy, with blue eyes and blunt nose and chin, listening, as from somewhere he knows not where, a voice speaks to him.
Can you hear me, Bucky Taylor?
Yes, I hear you, but I can't see you. Where are you?
I'm here with you.
You mean in this room?
Yes. Now listen to me, Bucky Taylor. Before your father died, he told you about an important story he was working on for the Metropolis Daily Planet. A story about a plot against the World Peace Organization. Do you recall that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't lie to me. Your father wrote that story down and hid it someplace. He told you where he hid it.
No,
in case anything happened to him, you could get the story and give it to the Daily Planet. Now tell me, where did he hide that story?
I don't know anything about it, I tell you.
I warn you, Bucky, don't try my patience. I want that information, and I'll stop at nothing to get it. Do you understand?
I can't tell you because I don't know.
We'll see. Listen to this.
What's that?
It's water, Bucky. And unless you tell me what I want to know, more water, much more, will continue to bore into this room until it is filled. You know what that means?
Golly. Gosh.
Now, are you ready to tell me?
Gee whiz, how can I tell you what I don't know?
You lie.
No, it's the truth. I don't know.
I will give you exactly 30 seconds to decide to talk, Bucky. If at the end of that time you still remain stubborn. Well, I have already told you what the problem
is. Jeepers, what can I do?
30 seconds, Bucky. You have only 30 seconds.
His hands clammy with perspiration, young Bucky Taylor stands, seemingly trapped in the tall cylindrical room, where he wrestles with his problem and his conscience. Should he talk and perhaps save his life, or remain silent and maybe save many lives? What will happen as Bucky Taylor, the key to a great international intrigue, sweats out what he thinks are his last 30 seconds of life, while Superman streaks farther and farther away to Bavaria, Germany? Tomorrow's episode is packed with many thrills, gang, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.